You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh boy, people are doggedly defending Tom Brady on the text line, 713-572-4610. We appreciate it. I don't agree with all you, but I appreciate it for certain. It's always good
to have Tom Brady on what? That is being the greatest?
Yeah. As in, not only is he the greatest, but there is no conversation to be had in some people's minds.
And I think you're saying that Manning sucked.
A lot of this ends up in the quarterback wins, which you know I don't subscribe to. Yeah. I think that there are actually things that we can look at that we can talk about quarterback success on rather than the entirety of their team where there's so many other things.
But them two always faced each other, too. So that's why we kind of grouped them in the same
100%.
conversation. So it was a rivalry right
That's
there.
How the NFL sold, and that's how the NFL sells. They take the two biggest faces on a team, and oftentimes the quarterbacks, and they go, this is the matchup. And during that time, you could not blame them when you see the Colts and you see the Patriots come together for them going Manning, Brady, Brady, Manning, here we go. Yeah. So that made a whole bunch of sense. All right. Real quick, I did want to circle back around to Nick Caserio jumping on with Payne and Pendergast yesterday morning, to talk about a player that we have kind of, at least I'll say I neglected, I don't want to put this on you, Will Anderson Jr. I've almost even started taking him for granted. Mm-hmm. And so from the GM's perspective, Nick, what improvement have you seen from Will Anderson Jr. this year?
His intent and purpose each and every day with what he's trying to accomplish and be the best football player that he can be, he puts everything into it. And he's made some probably tweaks to his process, whether it's preparation, some things in the weight room, different routines. Like, what are some of the things that he can do to make himself better? But, like, I know you're kind of joking about and you see him out there by the dummies, but he's simulating a lot of the things that, you know, that translate over into team periods and things that he's worked on with Coach Wright and Coach Oakham to make himself a better football player. He's about winning. His attitude, his effort, his relentless playing style, his physicality, like those are real. And he just wants to get better every single day. And he sets the tone not only for the defense, but for the rest of the team. So, and when he's on the football field, his focus and mindset are what do I need to do on each and every play to help this team and to help this team be, you know, help the defense play better. But I would say his purpose and intent on a day-to-day basis are as good as anybody that we have on this team, and I would argue as good as anybody in the league.
You know why that is so impressive? Because it was Nick Caserio, not just saying it, but Nick Caserio is a master at talking in ways that kind of sort of vaguely address the question, but that was not even vaguely addressed or using, you know, isms and stuff like that. But this was as direct as you could get. Dude could not say enough good things about him. about Will Anderson.
No, exactly. And for me, one of the things I was thinking about is what are the improvements that we can expect to see in Will this year? I mean, obviously, I think the easiest one that you could point to is if he can manage to stay healthy and play 17 mm-hmm. or even 16, right? Then you end up in a place where those numbers go up. But I mean, is there still more room where we can see a even better version of Will outside of that?
For sure. You know, like I said, you know, not only is it, you know, Nick Casario just gushing over him, but there was no reading between the lines. There was no trying to interpret what he was saying. He was very direct about those things you just asked. Like, is there room? Yes. He's a leader of the team. Forget the defense. Yes. It's all these things that he's improved on every single day. Basically the poster child for what the Texans want to be, what D'Amico talks about from day one has been Will Anderson. And all we've seen has shown he's shown some improvement, and they see him a lot more than we do. They go into the film and everything else. I fully expect Will Anderson to take that big jump.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it looks like because, I mean, he's already a place where
he's starting at a high place.
He's starting at a high place, as you mentioned, and of course, it gets even easier to look at this when he's opposite Danielle Hunter, mm-hmm. and that guy has such a wealth of experience and such a good consistency in showing up. Like, I think that is going to be something that is going to be fun to see. It's like that consistency is showing up and adding more to his bag. He's talked about some of like the pass rush moves, but I think it might even show up in just basically more experience, right? Mm-hmm. So more in the kind of if I'm making him into almost like a Terminator, more in the database of what to do in very particular situations, what to do against very particular players, and how to win quickly. Easily and consistently mm-hmm. to really just throw off what happens in games. Because we know that he's a fantastic pass rusher. He shows up in the run game as well. I think at this point, just doing that every single time might be the step forward for Will Anderson Jr.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily argue, you know, obviously C.J. Stroud, quarterback, default, best player, you know, leader on the team. I think Will Anderson is right there with him. I think Will Anderson is going to be the guy that is sort of the pulse of this entire team for years to come.
All right. So I also wanted to talk about D'Amico. D'Amico talked today mm-hmm. after yet another practice before a big time joint practice in Detroit. And so I kind of want to start here with D'Amico one here, if you could, Fig. And D'Amico was asked about what his thoughts are on the Detroit practice and what they hope to get done in it. Okay, it seems like there's a little bit of issues there. But we were talking about this earlier, some of the things.
Yeah, we're really excited to get to Detroit and go against the Lions. We talked about all week. It'd be a great opportunity for us to go and compete against a really good football team, competitive team, looking to see where we stack up versus this team. So very excited to get to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of cookie-cutter coach.
Yeah, I was hoping that we would get a little bit more from D'Amico there.
But I think they are really counting on this for a lot of decisions that they're making. We talked about it earlier, as you mentioned, you know, particularly guys like Damian Pierce and, you know, some other things. I also think it's going to be a big tell on this offense. They know it. You know, if they can do these things against the defensive front and the defensive secondary, they're going to feel a lot better just like the rest of us.
Now, one of the things that we were talking about, things that are be tells for this team is offensive line mm-hmm. and some of the ways in which is this going to be the starting five that you have and how are you finding the nine or what have you
right.
that you carry. One of those guys that we've kind of been wondering about is Cam Robinson. And so D'Amico was actually asked, what's it like for Cam Robinson trying to catch up as he's returning to play? Mm-hmm. That's something that I want to get a little bit of insight to because, you know, that's a guy that They started putting Ariante at left tackle before he got injured, and then he's injured for, what, a week and some, and we haven't seen him. And that's a question that we have. Is he going to play left tackle? Is he going to be involved in a swing tackle way? What is his role going to be?
It is a question, but I got one for you.
Okay.
As good as well as Ursary has played, as much as the line showed improvement, if they show it again, as we've talked about, the tells with this offensive line, how important it is that you're facing that defense of the Detroit Lions, would you even want to mess with it? Would they want to mess with it?
That's a good question. Because for a future standpoint, I like the idea of putting Ariante Ursary where you eventually want him to be and let him yeah. build up. But I consistently think about what that right side looks like, mm-hmm. what Ed Ingram looks like, mm-hmm. entirely different player. Ed Ingram looks like at that right guard position and how sustainable it is. Yeah. I think that's going to be interesting to see because obviously the Panthers, you handled them well. with the right side. But does that look? How does that look against a better team? Is that as sustainable? And if it's not, then you put Tay at right again, where you can help him hold it down. And maybe Cam Robinson's there at the left, but that depends on how he catches up. Hey, D'Amico, how has Cam caught up with the rest of the team?
For the veteran guys, it doesn't take long to catch up. Cam has played a lot of football throughout his career, so that road to getting back and playing football, it's easier for those guys because he's banked a lot of reps. So really trust a guy like Cam because of his veteran experience, exposure that he's had in games. So really not concerned with him, the amount of time that he's missed, more so just thankful that it wasn't as severe as it first looked for Cam.
Man, I'm going to be intrigued. If we get what we hope to see tomorrow and then Cam Robinson is healthy, I'm not so sure, man.
That they don't make the switch?
I'm not so sure. No, I'm not so sure. I would make the switch. If they're good again, this offensive line, to make that much progress, keep in mind, they were getting destroyed the first week. I mean, destroyed. And then they made a couple of tweaks here and there. Urshree goes to the left. Fisher comes out. Titus goes to tackle. Ingram has been good. That's a tough call. I mean, that's a tough call.
Could he be somebody that I want to use on the bubble? But
well, no, swing. I think he might be the swing tackle, or at least the.
But he hasn't. He's only played on left. That's the thing that makes it interesting is he hasn't played on both sides. Yeah. Now, you are in a place where depending on who would hypothetically get hurt, Ariante can still move around, right? So if it was something where, God forbid, Titus Howard gets hurt, you can move Ariante to right tackle and then slide Cam Robinson up at left tackle. Yeah. So in a way, your starting left tackle would also still kind of be your swing tackle, unless they, depending on how they feel about Blake Fisher, like you still have some malleability in your offensive line. Look, it just feels odd that way.
So much depends on how they look tomorrow. We've talked about it multiple times. So much depends on what they're seeing day to day to day, not just in these types of moments. But every once in a while, I mention this. Finish this sentence. This is an easy one. If it ain't broke,
Don't fix it is generally the way that's said.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, if they look good again, don't fix it.
Okay. All right. I understand the thought process there, but they've done a lot of trying to find permutations. That was one of the things that they were doing for a while. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like that last week was one of those weeks that they would have kept doing that to some degree, but they didn't have the opportunity to with the injury.
Not
so,
with him either. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing that keeps adding a little bit of a little bit of question marks in my mind, but I think that you're right. You probably just you find a five that works and you might just go ahead and let it rock to some degree. All right. And then D'Amico, what have your thoughts just been on camp in general as we're kind of winding down here?
I'm very pleased with how we've handled camp thus far. I think we've done a great job working together, making sure our players are available. And that's the main thing. You want to work as hard as possible, but we also work smart. I'm constantly watching, monitoring guys. I'm watching every rep, not just strategically from a schematic standpoint, but I'm also watching, you know, how guys are moving, you know, what their movement patterns are, how tired guys may be at certain points of practice. Like I'm constantly watching all of that, and I'm constantly adjusting practice. I have a plan, a script for practice, but that it can change any day, and that's based on just me, my experience, my eyes, just watching the guys and seeing where they are, making sure that we're here for the long haul, right, and not overworking guys and not underworking guys as well. There's a fine balance there, and making sure the guys get what they need. And at training camp is a time to callus yourself for the season. So there is hard work that has to go play. There sometimes we have to push through and grind, but there also is a balance when, hey, you got to pull it back to make sure guys are fresh and recovered and ready to go for the next day.
This is something that I have not given enough consideration, but like the way the training camp goes is a reflection on the head coach. And we've been kind of talking or thinking a little bit about D'Amico Ryans as head coach, as opposed to just like defense coordinator. That's kind of a conversation that's been had. How do you evaluate D'Amico Ryans via this training camp, you know, being more involved with the offense and such?
Here's what I heard on that. The camp is over. They've gone into regular season mode, and he's doing it largely because he likes what he's seen, as he said. And he wants to make sure these guys, it's a long haul, stay healthy, stay rested, have your legs under you.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that I would give D'Amico a good amount of credit here. I think that he's really stepped into more of, I don't want to say just the CEO role, because, I mean, he's clearly still got his hands on the defense. But what he's talking about there also, it to me, it sounds like, and I hear this as, we got to make sure that we're ready for the long haul.
No,
like
I think that's why they're shutting it down.
We got to make sure that we are prepared to not just win the AFC South again, but we need to have a better idea and a better grasp on how do we get ourselves to a deeper round of the playoffs. Yeah. And it feels like you've seen the different ways in which he's been more concerned with various different things, more concerned with the offense, trying to get a feel for where all these various guys are. And I think you got to give him credit for that. And I think that I ultimately, and especially hearing that point, think back at the way that the rest of training camp has gone, and guys have been disciplined. Guys have been on task. Mm-hmm. Outside of what was the last couple of days before they went to West Virginia, they were working hard every day. It never felt like there was too much of a lull, as it can be, especially when you're out there in that Texas heat. It really feels like you got to give a lot of credit to D'Amico and the way that they've worked.
You do.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A couple of runs on the board for the Astros.
Hey now, pigs flying.
All right, maybe there's something going here. Yeah. See, the scoreless innings kind of run has stopped here, Lopez.
31 so and two-thirds.
You can stop your counting there, buddy. But what you can count on right now is us to give away some University of Houston tickets to UH versus Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. Caller number 10. Right now, we'll win that four-pack of tickets, 713-572-4610. Again, that number, 713-572-4610, to win that four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston take on Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. All right, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, all that handled, that means it's time to hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us, man?
Yeah, so we got college going on, kids going back to college. And so I want to know the most unique course offered that you'll go to. And I got a list of every unique course offered at every Texas FBS school.
Okay, very
fun. So we're going to have some fun with this.
All right, let's go to school. We'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Salute to all the college kids going back to school. I've seen a couple pictures of parents pretty much sending their
salute
kids.
Salute to the parents is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I seen Dana Cortez, the Dana Cortez show. Yeah. They sending their kid off to college, and I guess it was a lot of tears.
It's tough, man.
Yeah. It so tough. What was that moment like when you first sent your kid to college?
All right, so all three of them, I cried, spoiler alert. More so when they go to college than any other moment. The oldest one, we dropped him off, got him. I had it all together. You know, Jacob, you know, everything's all together. And this is bizarre, like just hits you. So never did anything, you know, gave him a hug, left, drove back. We're like 20 miles outside of Houston from College Station. So I'd already driven an hour or whatever. And I'm just driving, you know, in the car quietly. And just burst into tears. Like, just, it's just
big
like.
Old, you big old teddy bear.
It just like hit me.
Damn.
Now the middle
CJ
one.
CJ Stroud.
Wow. Wow.
Soft. Oh, soft.
Ain't nothing wrong with crying. So CJ Stroud.
The middle one was even more bizarre. BG. So
your favorite, right?
Yeah. That's why. Clearly.
Understood.
Dropped him off at college. Came back home. Didn't even cry the whole drive home. It was a warm day, so I got in the pool. This is when I had the house with the pool up in the Walden area. And I sat in the pool, and I looked up at his room, and he always had this blanket covering his window, you know, that was, forget what rock band it was. Anyways, a rock band. And so I was sitting in the pool. I looked up at that blanket, and he had left it, burst into tears. Like
just crying in the pool.
Just crying in the pool. And then the daughter was, again, right after she walked into the car. I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
Dang. Yeah. 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 So, salute to all the parents out there having those tough, I guess, goodbyes and sending their kids to college. So I wonder if these kids eventually going to take some of these classes. So it's been a list going around social media about the most unique course offered at every Texas FBS school. Mm-hmm. So, Lopez, you actually seen this too.
I probably did. Seen
it at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I want you to look at this list. I want you to go through all of these schools because some of these schools I'm not familiar with the logos. So I want you to go through these schools and text in 713-572-4610. The wildest class you took when you was in college. And I want to go through these classes, too. Which one of these classes would you take in the heartbeat?
I'll go through it for you because I do know these logos. I will tell you, the wildest class I ever took at A&M, and I'm sure they still have it, but not as wild as the one that they listed for A&M here, was called Music Appreciation. And I thought...
Oh, yeah. Music Appreciation is steady.
I thought, piece of cake. Awesome. This was obviously the era of albums. And so I went to class, had some fun. Listened.
I like music. I appreciate it.
Dude, it was, what is the Baroque period? What is the classical period?
It's still a college class.
It went all the way from like.
He thought he was about to go to the record store.
I thought I was going to be listening to like Led Zeppelin and stuff, you know? But it was like every era of music. The final exam was he had a record player in the front of the class. And he dropped the needle arbitrarily on this classical or Baroque or whatever period music, and you had to name, you know, obviously the composer and the era and whatever, you know, piece it was and all this. And I muddled my way through it, but it was a lot harder class.
You passed it, good for you. Yeah, but it was I failed my jazz appreciation class.
It was a lot harder than I thought it was. All right, so these are the most unique classes at every Texas FBS school. Rice University, Understanding the United States Through Baseball.
Oh, I'm guessing that class is that the professor walks in and puts on Ken Burns Baseball every period. I would love it. Let's do it.
University of Texas, Arguing the End of the World is a class.
That's a great class for contrarians.
Yeah. I was going to say, that sounds like a Reggie type of class.
Seth. That's a Seth class.
Yeah, that's a me and Seth class where I go in there and I go, yeah, I can handle this. And I'm like, oh, I'm not as bad as I thought I was. And these people are so much better than I am.
University of North Texas, science, skepticism, and weird behavior is a class.
Huh. Mm. Okay.
SMU, how to build a time machine.
Okay.
That's
high in that class.
See, I would like to just walk in that class and sit in the back just to kind of see.
Just
what
audit it real quick?
Yeah. Like, I'm not in this class. I don't go here, but I just want to see what y'all talking about.
They are 97%. They get high in that class. 97%.
Well, what do they do in this class at the University of Houston? Their most unique class, actual class, beer appreciation.
Well, clearly they get drunk. Right? Yeah. It's right there. That sounds like a good one. That's a good good American
might
class.
Be a waiting list on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's right. Baylor University, religion and sport.
I'll pass on that one.
That sounds about right.
That makes sense.
Ain't that most of the Baylor classes, religion and sport?
Well, here's where I'm starting to pick up. I'm going to read the others in a minute. All of these classes kind of reflect the fan bases at these universities.
In a way.
They really do. TCU, Beyonce and intersectionality.
At Texas Christian, huh?
At TCU.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
If this doesn't reflect this school, I don't know what does. UTSA, most unique class, mariachi ensemble.
I like it.
Mariachi ensemble.
Do they just create it? Like, does the class just create a mariachi band? Because that feels like that's like a 14-person mariachi band that you just kind of put together in a semester.
This reflects A&M, Texas A&M. They have a class called Texas Barbecue.
Making it? Eating it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Actually, A&M has a big meat science department.
Oh, yeah. They got the meat judging team and everything.
Yeah. Texas State University, or what is it called now?
Texas State.
Here's the class.
You were thinking when it was like Southwest Texas State or whatever.
From Jay-Z to Kendrick Lamar, politics, power, and identity in hip-hop.
I would have guessed that's like an NYU course.
Yeah.
They got that at Texas State? Party school? All right, cool. Shout out to Texas State.
Yeah, I could see somebody like Swiss Beats teaching that class.
Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
Texas Tech. The zombie in media and popular culture.
What does that even mean? like talking about zombies?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sam Houston State. Podcasting. That's not that unique.
B. Scott took that?
I guess he did. And then finally, Texas El Paso, regional Mexican music.
Like it.
Dude, they reflect what they are.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love all. Somebody said, where do I sign to get my PhD in beer appreciation? Yep, University of Houston, baby.
Because I was looking at that, I wonder if it's not as great as we think.
Always are.
If you just go in and know, you actually got to do research on beer. Yeah. Like, I know they kids. But nobody's we ain't in here getting drunk. We doing research and looking at the back of the nutritions when it comes to beer.
So when you use this hop, exactly.
Back in 1522.
And only barley from Northern Ireland is going to be.
Yeah.
No, look, I gave you this example. That music appreciation class, I was like, piece of cake. About to kick my ass.
Shout out to this one from the 832. They said at Cal they had a class called Drugs in the Brain, and I guarantee you that class was boring as hell. You were like, this is not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of other ones that are coming in. Human sexuality at Texas State, that tracks. From the 504, they said they were an accounting major, or they are an accounting major. They had to take art history. They hated it. Fair enough. I can understand that for sure.
Yeah, keep sending them in. Let me know what kind of weird classes you took.
Yeah.
Fly tying class.
Scuba diving at Sam Houston State.
Nice.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610. And if you know me, you know that I hate when people remake the same damn movie, or it might be an old movie in the past and they try to redo it in 2025. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hate that, and I always want people to be creative. However, I don't want people to be this creative. Have you guys seen this movie or trailer for this movie called Good Boy?
Yes.
Good Boy. So if you haven't seen it, it's about a movie that's coming out October 3rd. It's a horror movie starring a boy by the name of Indy. Mm-hmm. And Indy is a dog. Mm-hmm. So it's a dog starring in a horror movie. And it's pretty much a scary movie told through the dog's eyes. And Indy, who is a loyal dog, noticed something strange and spooky happening to his owner, Todd, in their house. Indy tries to protect him from the scary force.
Don't do this to dogs.
That is, man, the worst possible idea you could do, man. Put a dog in a horror movie.
Dogs are the last pure thing we have.
The star in the horror movie. I was looking at some of the comments, people talking about this. They're just like, man, if they kill the dog, I'm man. Yeah.
What's the monster in the film? The vacuum machine?
The vacuum.
I have no idea, but I seen some in the preview, and all I saw was the dog on the chain, like, mm-hmm, chained up. And I was just like, nah, man, I can't do this.
You couldn't do
man.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, all because, like, no, just stick to the zombies. And,
let us have dogs.
Yeah,
man.
Just
don't ruin dogs.
You can rip the arm off of some dude, but just don't hurt the dog, please.
Yes, what he said.
Yeah, we could do all that stuff. Don't put the dog
through that.
The dog was just whimpering, and mm-hmm, you could tell the dog was scared.
No interest.
I'm like, man, I have no interest. And I like horror movies. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in the dog starring in the, just seeing what the dog go through. I be feeling bad for my dog. Sometimes when I get the broom out, he just go upstairs. He's just like, I ain't got
the
time.
The broom? The
broom. He's scared of everything.
He said anything that cleaned. The vacuum, the broom.
He seen me go back in that.
The mop.
He seen me go back in that room. He do that final peep like, are you really getting it? He's like, nope. I'm shaking my head. I'm going upstairs. I'm like, damn, man.
Are you really getting it? Because I'm out.
He always do.
Because I'm out.
He be heading that way. And then he do that last check that go back like, is he really getting it? Yep, I'm out of here. Yeah. But, well, man, we ain't got to do this.
Let us have dogs.
Yeah, man, don't put the dog through that. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, and the way my brain thinks, how did you put the dog through all of that? Like,
right.
That dog got to get an Oscar or something, right, to do that. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I'm trying to see where to go. You know what? I'm going to save this one for tomorrow, but it is National Radio Day.
That's true.
And we talked about a lot of our favorite radio moments. And I ran across this one from Payne and Pendergast. This was a funny moment that happened a few years ago. This was during the dog times when, mm-hmm, we still had the Easter B talk and Caserio took over and then John McClain was on, and you know the one thing that John McClain always talk about whenever he's talk about people in power over there at NRG. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
Final say.
He always talk about, God, yes. We had
Bill O'Brien has the final say. Rick Smith had the final say.
Yeah.
Jack Easterby,
his contract.
Yep. He made the decision, but Bill O'Brien had final say. Mm-hmm. And this is a moment between Seth Payne and John McClain talking about final say.
On the very Houston Texans website, it says, together with head coach and general manager Bill O'Brien, Easterby helped reshape the Texans roster
website?
Prior to the 2019 season. They executed 5 trades before the season to acquire pivotal pieces to its division title run. And it goes on to list all the incredible things that he and Bill O'Brien did side by side. But I know, I'm an idiot. I'm a moron. I forgot. Jack Easterby doesn't have anything to do with anything bad that happened. I'm the dullard. I'm the guy that chooses not to believe everything that they tell me about Jack Easterby. So I'm the idiot. I got it. Except on the website that says that he's doing it.
As Bill O'Brien told us last year, every time we were with him, he and Jack made decisions jointly. They worked together on everything, but Bill had final say.
What does final say have to do with anything? How does final say exonerate Jack Easterby from all the input that he would have given?
It doesn't exonerate Easterby I'm just pointing out a fact, Seth.
John, you're moving the goalpost. You're moving the goalpost because I never claimed he had final say. You're telling me something. You're arguing against a straw man that I never even said.
I'm just pointing out a fact. O'Brien had final say. Caserio has final say.
And the sky is blue. That's a fact that has nothing to do with the stuff I was talking about.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
John, go ahead. Go ahead. Pick it back up. I'm cool with it.
John McClain.
Pick it back up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
Ahead.
Sean in the middle is just like...
Dude, to be fair, for Seth, it was infuriating how he always said final say.
Yeah, he's been saying that for 20 years, man.
Yeah, it was something.
Rick Smith had final say. Bill O'Brien had final say. Yeah. He was doing that for a long time. I wonder if he's still doing that now.
I don't know.
You want to call him up and see? Somebody said National Radio Day. Shout out to Cuba Gooding Jr. What a joke. Appreciate that coming in. A number of various different classes that you guys took continuing to roll in. Somebody said that they took fruits, drugs, and GMOs. Okay, very good. And then somebody said another vote for music appreciation sucking out loud.
Dude, I was like.
I feel like that is a rite of passage in college. Is a number of people taking music appreciation, thinking it's about to be an easy A and being very disappointed with what ultimately comes of it. Shout out to T. Mill, though, who is about to be on with the fellas right after us, saying that he took a class called the Psychology of Romantic Relationships. It was 7 dudes in the class of 100. So, yeah. I imagine that the numbers were good for you there, but depends on what you were able to make happen.
How were the grades?
Yeah, well, that is a question that we'll have to ask him here in a little bit. There you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in Loop. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. Appreciate you hanging out with us from 346. Amy Adams had final say. All right. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand things over to the fellas that are dry. We will do that next. Yeah, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Wednesday has been going well. Astros down 7-2 last time I checked, thanks to a Mauricio Dubon 2-run shot that pulled them in.
It's over, people.
They had some opportunities even still.
They just did in the last inning.
And obviously we'll talk more about it probably tomorrow, and obviously I'm sure Clinton Ron, when they take over as the drive here in a little bit, will continue having conversations. Just what you've seen thus far. I know Fromber having a rough day, some more balls in the air than you would probably want from him, you ground ball pitcher. How do you feel about the offense? Like, did the signs of life offensively give you anything, or is it just because of it being in a game where defensively you couldn't get off the field in the very first inning? Does that kind of sour what you're starting to see a little bit offensively?
This is the kind of game where Yordan might have made a difference, you know, because they've had a couple of threats here and there, Man on third, I believe, with one out at in the second inning or something like that. They've had a couple of runners on and only got one none in, got none in, and then they had the two-run home run from Dubon. You know, this is the kind of game where if Yordan was in the middle of that lineup, maybe he does help a little bit. Now, that doesn't help the other side. And the other side, you know, frankly, is becoming a bigger and bigger concern. You can't lose games that Fromber starts when you got to have it. You had to have it today.
Well, I mean, yeah. And today there are some instances
and they could
where
come back, but it's 7-2.
They could come back if they continue to threaten as they have a couple of times thus far. Of course, you're already it's getting late early, right?
Yeah.
But there are other outings where you know you can maybe say that the team failed the pitcher. Today, the pitcher failed the team.
5 runs before he got an out, 3 walks, 2 wild pitches. You cannot. I mean. You know, there are no absolutes, but there are sports absolutes. Can't have that. Not when you hadn't, you know, scored a run and coming into it, I think it was 28 innings. It ended at 31 innings. But either way, terrific performance from Hunter Brown the night before. That was a kind of a hard luck, tough loss. So here comes Fromber. And the next pitchers are going to be guys that you don't know about with Eric Geddy and, McCullers and,
It's Jason Alexander Morrow, and then you get one, McCullers, and you'll get, and of course, off the top of my head, of course, I am forgetting
but
the
it's not,
guys that you got coming
if
up.
If Fromber's supposedly this ace or wannabe ace, you had to have that today, and you did not.
No, and there's people that are starting to get to the idea of, oh, he looks like he's tapped out or whatever, like he's mentally there. Are you willing to go that far, or does this just feel like a really bad game for him?
He's in a different place. Tapped out, that maybe. But I think it's a level of frustration that is affecting him. I said it earlier, and I wasn't kidding. I'm not kidding now. How about you worry less about where guys are lined up and worry more about making pitches? Because it seems like ever since that one moment when he was, visibly upset about the outfielder being in the wrong spot, he's just had several frustrating looks that he's displayed, and he hasn't performed well either. He was the guy that I guaranteed on Friday. Oh, Fromber, and then got damn near perfect-o'd,
So you want to bring that up again, huh?
I'm just saying he hasn't produced.
Take another hit at the song.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and smell this right quick for me. Who's Fromber going to blame now? I don't know, but this was one of those games where I don't think you can start talking about blame when if you're Fromber Valdez. 7-2 is where it is right now, top of the sixth. As the Astros trying to see if they can scrap one out or get some runs back. In this one, just to clarify, we mentioned what the rotation is for Baltimore starting tomorrow. Jason Alexander, then you get Lance McCullers Jr. on Friday. It's Christian Javier on Saturday and Spencer
Arrigetti.
That's
who it is, yeah.
On Sunday. All right, we're getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. I probably shouldn't, but I will return back to this conversation. And Judge John Lopez, we were talking about Von Miller having personally for him Peyton Manning as the greatest of all time, quarterback-wise in the NFL, and not Tom Brady. And we were having the conversation, kind of talking about how both of those guys really very good, and it might be a little bit of a toss-up. And boy, I don't know that I've seen the last time the text line blew up like this. People are really coming to Tom Brady's defense, and I kind of find that amazing.
And we in Boston?
Yeah.
Is this Houston? I thought everybody hated Tom Brady here.
I am kind of amazed. Like, that's
I guess they kind of hate Peyton Manning, too.
Yeah, there is reason to hate Peyton Manning. But it's like, I've seen a number of people that said there is no conversation whatsoever for anyone outside of Tom Brady. And I got to admit, this is what annoys me. Like, we don't have to give Tom Brady the team success as as his own. He has plenty of his own successes that point to him being incredible. But when you heap on the entirety of the team's success onto him, that's where it makes it seem like you can't have a conversation. A conversation is there to be had for a lot of great players. He can still make his case off of individual accolades.
He can. And I put more value in team success for the superstar, for the guy on that particular squad, where it's baseball, basketball, or football, than you do. But I will say it's not an argument that anybody is ever going to, quote, win. I think Tom Brady is the greatest ever. Before that, I thought it was Joe Montana. But if you want to say Peyton Manning, everybody knows I've always been a big Peyton Manning fan. I'm cool with it because Peyton Manning, it's not like when you say he did more with less, that it's like he had a bunch of slugs. But he didn't have what the Patriots had. You know, everybody talked about, well, he had Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. You know who the third leading receiver all time that played with Peyton Manning? All time. Number one, Marvin Harrison, 12,800 yards.
Very good. Very good at football.
Number two, Reggie Wayne, 10,700 yards.
Really good at football.
Third most yards ever receiving for Peyton Manning.
Who's that?
1,900 yards. A 9,000-yard drop off Brandon Stokley. That's it. Two dudes. Two dudes that had over 10,000 yards receiving from him. Great players, you know.
Yeah.
Next dude had 9,000 yards less.
Right. And I get people are like, oh, Randy Moss is the only wide receiver that Brady played with. And I'm like, guys, are we forgetting like the greatest tight end of all time and Rob Gronkowski? Like, if you were just going to take the weapons that both of those quarterbacks had in Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, I think that I probably am still going to go Randy Moss number one, right? Just always open, chuck it up there. But then number two, and I might have a little bit of a conversation about this, is easily Rob Gronkowski, right? Like, and great blocker, incredible pass catcher, dynamic, while also incredibly physical. Yeah, like, we're not going to do this thing where we pretend like Tom Brady had absolutely nothing. He was incredible in his own right. As I mentioned when we were having the conversation earlier in the show, the idea of being able to run an offense and, you know, push and pull and really make a defense bend to your whim. Both of these guys had it at a high rim, and I want to make sure that I give that credit to Tom Brady as well. We don't got to lie.
Mm-hmm.
We don't got to lie in order to just build the narrative of Tom Brady even bigger. It's already very, very big. Yeah. We don't have to lie to get it.
And I think it's super impressive how he left the Patriots and went right to Tampa Bay and just kept going, too.
Sure.
I felt like, because I know a lot of people try to say, oh, yeah, Randy Moss and all this other stuff. Man, he went to a whole different team and pretty much – and that kind of screwed up Bill Belichick's legacy a little bit, because now the argument is that ain't no argument now. Where is it Belichick? Is it Brady? And it was clearly Brady in New England too.
No, he's absolutely one of the greatest. I'm actually interested in what these guys have to say. Appreciation of D&M Auto Leasing for giving us an opportunity to chat with the fellas that drive Clinton Ron. And from the 832, as a Texas fan, you respect Brady. You have a special and deep hatred for Peyton Manning. The football player, bleep him. All right, if that's what you, if you're, what your case is, I'm not fighting you on that at all. I just, again, we don't gotta lie. We don't gotta lie.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.